Well, did you know that there are 1,187 songs that have the word love in their title? There are many other songs and poems that also address the topic of love. It seems like the whole world is trying to get the idea of what love is all about, or at least especially in music. We know that love is an emotion, but more importantly, it's a charitable action, one that many people experience and everyone tries to acquire. In the gospel reading today, the scribes and Pharisees put the question to Jesus, hoping that he can solve the problem of an ongoing debate of which is the greatest commandment. And Jesus simplifies his response. He refers to the book of Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy, which they should know well. First, that we give our love to God, heart, mind, and soul, and then love our neighbor as ourselves. The gospel is a call, an invitation to one of joy, because it is an invitation to love one another. Jesus' response to the Pharisees is a radical, total commitment of oneself to love God and to love our neighbor. It also brings up the question, who is our neighbor? Once again, we know what Jesus said in the parable of the Good Samaritan, but we might think of that neighborly thing in a different way. In Jewish tradition, there is a temple rite which requires performing of these rites right at the break of dawn. And one day, a student asked the teacher, "When do I know it is exactly dawn? Is it when I can tell the difference between a sheep and a dog?" And the master said, "No, it's not." He said, "Well, then, is it when I can tell a fig tree from a pear tree?" And the master said, "No, it's not that either." "Well, when will I know dawn is actually breaking?" The master looked at the boy, and he said, "You will know when dawn is breaking when you can see your brother and sister in everyone that you meet. And if you cannot see your brother or sister, no matter what time of the day it is, you are still in the dark." Yes, if we are to truly know God and be aware of his gifts and blessings to us, we must realize that he gives these gifts and blessings to all people on earth. And if any one of these people offends us, we know that he is offending God. But God loves that person anyway, and God requires that we also love that person. Jesus' response is very radical, but it totally directs us to what God wants us to know and to do. He wants us to be aware of who our neighbor is, and from the Christian point of view, not only see our brother and sister and everyone that we meet, but also to see Christ in who we meet. And that's been particularly important to me as I go to the prison and see the inmates every week. Yes, Jesus said, "I came to serve," and that the greatest commandment is to love one another. Let's go out and do the same.